Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Palace at Coldwater. It's Fort Recovery and Coldwater in high school girls basketball. Glad to have you with us tonight here on J Country 101 Radio. A reminder that Family Dentistry of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Ten. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna, again, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Here are the starters for the game tonight. Starting for Coldwater will be Courtney Diller, a 5'8 senior. Also, Olivia Harlemert, a 5'8 senior. Also starting for the Lady Cavs will be Maura Hoying, a 5'7 senior. Also, Lauren Gilliland, a 6-foot sophomore. And Lauren Bruns, a 5'10 senior. So all the seniors there starting for Coldwater along with Laura Gilliland. For Fort Recovery, their starters this evening will be Kaya Wendell, a 5'5 senior. Also Grace Ten, a 5'10 senior. Also starting for the Lady Indians, Carly Stone, a 5'9 senior. Also Olivia Patch, a 6'2 sophomore. And the last starter is Val Mollenkamp, a 6-foot sophomore. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game 36-24 to improve to 14-2 on the year at the JV level. Coldwater drops to 9-12 with the loss. Fort Recovery was led by Macy Day with 9 and Allie Vaughn with 10 in the game tonight. Well, we're underway here in the varsity game, and here we go. Coldwater with the basketball, almost stripped away by Kaya Wendell, but not quite. Now knocked loose by Carly Stone, and she shovels the ball over to Kaya Wendell. Here comes Kaya down across the timeline. Kaya on the left side to Carly Stone. There's Val Mollenkamp, baseline jumper, got it! Val Mollenkamp scoring for Fort Recovery, and that puts the Indians up 2-0. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, along with First Sales, Arcanum, and in Indiana, Union City and Bern, Indiana. Don't forget their Fort Recovery location is open until 8 o'clock on many weeknights. Calp Pharmacy, here to serve you better. Here's Coldwater, a drive, it's up and in. Scoring for the Lady Cavaliers there was Lauren Gilliland, who laid it in. Drove down the lane. Nobody stopped her. Here's Carly Stone. Little 8-foot jumper on the left side. It's up and in. So Carly Stone has 2 points, and it's 4-2. Lady Indians on top by two. As far as the records, these two teams are fine teams. Coldwater's 15-5, and Fort Recovery is 14-3 coming into the game here this evening. This game means a lot for the conference standings for each one of these teams. Inside, it's Gilliland up, no good. Rebound, Olivia Patch of Fort Recovery. She'll give over to Carly Stone. And here come the Lady Indians with the basketball. Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We lead 4-2. Olivia Patch, right side to Grace 10. Palms a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Patch up and no good. And she is fouled in the play, and she'll be at the line for two shots. Of course, the daughter there of Coach Brian Patch, Olivia Patch. You know, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. That's Calp Pharmacy. They have all kinds of handicap medical equipment there. If you need medical equipment, see your friends at Calp's. First free throw is no good. The second one is no good again. And there's a rebound by Fort Recovery. Carly Stone up, no good. She almost got it to go down. And that'll give the basketball back to Coldwater. Here they come. Here's an outside three. It's good. Courtney Diller draining a three for Coldwater to make it a 5-4 Coldwater lead here. Ball's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Cavs as they are pressing Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell's nursing a little injury, although she looks a little, you can see she has a little bit of a limp in her walk, but in her gait. And she was wearing a boot before the game tonight, but she told me, I can still play. So, okay, she's out there. Of course, Carly Stone suffered an ankle twist last week, ankle sprain, and she's in there tonight. She sat out the Valley game last Saturday to get some rest on that. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Coldwater. Fort Recovery has it back. Lady Indians trail here 5-4. Inbounds pass to Grace 10. Grace backs up on the left side. Three-point land. Tries to feed it off, and it's stolen away by Coldwater. Down they come, up and no good. And a foul's on Kaya Wendell as Courtney Diller drove to the hoop, and she'll be at the free throw line with two shots coming. Fort Recovery will be at Tri-Village on Saturday, a game we will not be broadcasting, but Fort Recovery Radio will be there. Free throw is up and good by Diller. Again, Fort Recovery will be at the Tri-Village game this Saturday, so you can hear the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Up and good again. 7-4 now. Coldwater takes a three-point lead. Here's Carly Stone at the other end. A little short, no good on the pull-up. Rebound comes to Kaya Wendell out to Val Mullenkamp. Olivia Patch on the left to Grace 10. Now there's Kaya Wendell. Fires a three, and they're going to say traveling on Kaya. And it did not go down anyway. So Lady Cavs have the basketball back here, leading 7-4. 4:46 remaining in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Rob Weaver with you tonight here on Jay Country 101 Radio. On the left side it goes to Laura Gilliland. She'll dribble around, stops, feeds over on the right wing with the ball there. It's Courtney Diller up no good. Rebound Cavaliers no good again. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Val Mullenkamp. Missing the second shot there was Lauren Gilliland for the Cavaliers. Carly Stone walks the ball across the timeline. Passes on the left to Kaya Wendell. Kaya looks inside, back out to Carly between the circles. Back on the left to Grace 10, back to Kaya Wendell. Carly Stone with it now on the right. Stops, passes off to Olivia Patch, goes inside to Val Mullenkamp. The ball's knocked loose, picked up by Patch, and she got it. Olivia Patch on the garbage basket will take it. That's her first basket of the evening, and the score is 7-6. Lady Indians back to within 1 point here. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's blocked by Carly Stone, but Cavaliers keep the ball. With it there is Olivia Harlemert. She'll pass back out to Gilliland on the left. Lauren Gilliland out top of the key. Shots up, no good by Lauren Bruns. Rebound Cavaliers. Cavaliers doing some good job here on the board, and they just threw it away. Oh, they're going to say Fort Recovery touched it last. So give it back to Coldwater on the end line. Here comes Kiara Wendell in for Kaya Wendell. So Lady Indians have Mullenkamp, Kaya Wendell, Grace 10, Carly Stone, and Olivia Patch in the lineup. Over on the left side, it goes to Coldwater's Lauren Gilliland. Back out top, there's Courtney Diller dribbling the ball against Kiara Wendell. Back out top it goes. Gilliland will pass off. There's a shot up from just inside the top of the key. It's no good by Mora Hoying. And rebound Fort Recovery. First quarter brought to you by Cal Pharmacy, and the score is 7-6. Coldwater on top by one. Left side, Kiara Wendell out top to Carly Stone. Coldwater in the zone. Stone drives in the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Coldwater's Mora Hoying. She brings it down, feeds down low. Ball's tipped out of bounds. I think it's last touch by Grace 10. So Coldwater will have it underneath. Tossing it in here will be Courtney Diller. Again, Coldwater 15-5. Fort Recovery at 14-3. The Indians were 2-1 last week. They had a disappointing loss to Franklin Monroe. And then they whipped Parkway and also Mississinewa Valley. Here's an inside shot. Up. Oh, off the rim. No good. Rebound Carly Stone as Courtney Diller couldn't get the ball to go down. That was a break for us there. She had good position. Carly Stone on the right to Kiera Wendell. Goes in to Olivia Pash. Back to Carly. On the left, open is Grace 10 and does not go down. Rebound, Brooke Collig is in the game. Back outside, there's Carly Stone on a three. It doesn't go down too long. Rebound, Grace 10, back up and got it. Good rebounding for the Lady Indians. Pays off there, and Grace 10 gets the basket. And it's 8-7 now. Lady Indians regain the lead. We led earlier, so second time we've had the lead here. On the left, there's a shot from the baseline. It's up and no good by Mara Dews, and the rebound comes to Fort Recovery. On the left, Brooke Collig now down to Grace 10, back at the free throw line. There's Carly Stone. Carly backs up. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the program for you. And there's Grace 10 drilling a three. It gives her 5 points in the game, and it's 11-7 Lady Indians on top here. Outside shot by Coldwater. It's way off. Rebound Grace 10. Fort Recovery, I think they've scored 7 or 8 in a row. I think 7 in a row here. They were behind 7-4. Now it's 11-7. We lead. So we've had 7 in a row to take the 4-point lead. Carly Stone outside with the ball. Dribbling, stopping, double team, passes off, and we've got a... What's the deal? Not sure what happened there. The official stopped the game, and some subs came in, but I don't get why he stopped the... unless we had an injury situation. Anyway, Fort Recovery with the ball. Here's Kaya Wendell on the left, who's back in there now. Kiera Wendell, right side to Grace 10. Kiera Wendell to Kaya Wendell, back to Kiera, right side to Grace 10. First quarter again brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Down to 11 seconds to go. Lady Indians want to take the last shot. Cavaliers ranking up the defense here. Here's a shot by Kaya Wendell. No good on a long three. And that ends the quarter as it's 11-7. Fort Recovery has taken a 4-point lead at the end of the first quarter here at the Palace at, once again, Coldwater, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back at the Palace at Coldwater. Indians on top, 11-7. Fort Recovery will have the basketball to start the second quarter of play, which is being brought to you on the radio by your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're on State Route 49. Here's Kaya Wendell on a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound. We got a jump ball, I think. Kaya Wendell did a great job of racing in there and tying up Lauren Gilliland. But the ball goes to Coldwater on alternating possession. That means we'll get it the next time. We'll be covering all the Lady Indians tournament games here on PG14 and Jay Country 101. So we remind you about that. Tune us in for those games. And you'll also be able to hear those games on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. And there's traveling called on Coldwater. Taking an extra step before she got the shot off was Mara Dews. Mara or Mara, maybe Mara. 11-7, Lady Indians with the ball. 7.5 minutes to go here in the half. Again, we won the reserve game tonight. Tell you more about that at halftime. Just shot up by Val Mollenkamp. Good shot, but just wouldn't go down. Coldwater with the rebound. Outside three is in and out, no good. Rebound back up, no good again. Rebound Coldwater again. Back up, and it's in there. Scoring underneath was Grace Bruns. And Coach Brian Patch wants a 30-second timeout. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Once again, we thank Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, again, is K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. You know, New Holland Tractors from K&L offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. Check them out, the New Holland Tractors, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. For recovery with the ball, Kaya Wendell wide open. Olivia Patch right side, good. Give Kaya Wendell the assist. Olivia Patch, a little five-footer. That's 4 points for Olivia this evening. And it's 13-9 now. Right side for Allie May of Coldwater. She will pass off to Grace Bruns. Back outside it goes. There's Courtney Diller. Over on the left, down low. Here's a turnaround shot. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Is missing that basket for the Cavs was Olivia Harlemert, one of the seniors for Coldwater. Here's Grace 10, left side jumper. Good, three-point basket. Grace 10 drains a three. She has 8 points already in this game. We're only at 6:15 to go here in the second quarter. So great start for Grace 10 tonight. Coldwater with the ball. There's Bruns back up and no good. That was Grace Bruns. They've got two Bruns on this team. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and they say it was last touched by Fort Recovery. Couple of subs coming in there for Coldwater. Gilliland comes back in for the Lady Cavaliers, and also in there is Lauren Bruns now. Pass comes out to Lauren Bruns. She will pass off down low, and they're going to call Val Mollenkamp with the foul. I'm going to say Val was leaning up against Lauren Gilliland. And for Val, that is personal foul number one. Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM in Portland, Indiana. Pass comes in to Lauren Bruns for Coldwater. She will pass back out top between the circles. There's Courtney Diller. Over on the right, back on the left. Dribbling the ball now is Olivia Harlemert. She will pass off. Lauren Bruns. Back out top. Now on the right to Courtney Diller. Courtney circling around, being guarded by Carly Stone. Here's the pass in the corner. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. There's Courtney Diller firing, missing again on the right side. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. Val feeds over to Carly Stone, and Carly races up the court. Inside the top of the key to Val Mollenkamp now on the right. Ball's tipped away and stolen by Courtney Diller of Coldwater. Now that's knocked out of bounds by Kaya Wendell. I'm going to give it to the Lady Cavaliers. Once again, the record's two fine teams here. We have a 15-5 record for Coldwater and 14-3 for the Lady Indians. And these two teams up towards the top in the conference. Last I look, it was Versailles on top in the conference standings. Coldwater with the ball. They trail 16-9 now. Inside pass is thrown away. Fort Recovery gets it back. Coldwater led 7-4, and since then it's been pretty much all Fort Recovery. We've outscored them 12-2 to take a 7-point lead. Carly Stone with the ball, circles around, feeds over to Brooke Colleague on the right, and she's fouled. They call the foul on Olivia Hartlemer. She commits one of the sins on defense you don't usually want to do, and that is get off the ground. And once she did, she had nowhere to go but commit the foul. That is number one on her. Tossing it in here is Carly Stone underneath our own basket. Back out top to Grace 10. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service, second quarter of play for outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Grace 10 just missed a three. Here's Coldwater with the ball. Down to the other end it goes. Shots up and no good by Lauren Gilliland. Over on the left, down to Gilliland again. It's blocked by Olivia Patch. Gilliland retrieves it in the corner. Circles back up. Passes to Courtney Diller, top of the key. On the left to Olivia Harlemert. Now there's Lauren Gilliland out to Courtney Diller. Diller between the circles, dribbles to the right side, stops, wants to shoot, can't find the opening, passes off. Ball stolen by Kara Wendell, but they say Kara bounced the ball on the end line. So it goes to Coldwater. And we have a timeout now called by the Lady Cavaliers. Fort Recovery 16 and Coldwater 9, 3:45 to go here in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard.
Hey, Joe, what are all the cows doing in your front yard?
Moo, moo.
I'm attaching them to snow shovels so they can plow the snow away. Would you like to buy one? I can sell you one with or without the shovel.
Oh, brother. Folks, be prepared in whatever job you plan to tackle. Make sure you have the right equipment and do it safely. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moo, moo.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Coldwater set to put the ball in play here. We resume action. Inside, oh, a nice shot up and no good by Maura Hoying. And she will go to the free throw line. 4-2 shots. She was fouled. They called that on Carly Stone, I believe. Here's Maura putting it up, and no good. She will have one more. See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery there. Second free throw went down. And so that makes the score 16-10 now. Here's the ball stolen by Coldwater. Picking up the steal was Maura Hoying. Right side it goes. Back out top, Courtney Diller with it. Here's Gilliland. Out to Maura Hoying, and we're going to call 3 seconds in the lane, I guess. So that makes Fort Recovery with a 6-point lead and the ball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter with 3:12 remaining. Right side it goes to Brooke Colleague. Back out to Carly Stone. Carly stops, backs up with the ball. Still dribbling. Right side it goes to Kiara Wendell. Now we got must be 3 seconds. Coldwater bench was complaining to the official, and the official says, now don't worry about it. I've got things under control here. Anyway, Coldwater has the ball on the turnover by Fort Recovery. 2:49 remaining in the first half of play. Indians on top by six. Shots from the left side is no good. Rebound Coldwater back up and no good. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery. And going to the free throw line for the Lady Cavaliers here. Make sure who that is out there. And bouncing the ball, letting it fly, and it is good. I love these ladies who have a long ponytails that cover up their number, and I'm not sure who this gal is, so we'll find out here in a moment. 16-11 now. Next one is up, and it is no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. And the free throw shooter a moment ago was Katie Allig, who hit one of two. Here's a shot by Grace Tan. It's no good from three. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Fort Recovery's been kind of stuck there for on 16 for quite a while now, and they're traveling, called on Maura Hoying. Fort Recovery gets it back. We'll try to get off the 16 here. The Palace in Coldwater, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver with you. Glad to have you here for the broadcast this evening on Jay Country 101 Radio. Back out top it is. There's Kiera Wendell. She'll pass on the left to Brooke Colleague. Colleague to Kiera Wendell. Fort Recovery boys will be hosting Coldwater tomorrow night. Conference game at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And Lady Indians just threw the ball away. Going to call over and back. Kiera Wendell chased the ball all the way down to the end line and finally touched it where they called over and back. She just was trying to protect it, trying to keep the other Coldwater player away from it. A minute 50 left in the first half. 16-11, low-scoring game here. It's the ball tipped away by Kiera Wendell, but Coldwater got it back. Courtney Diller on the left. It's no good. Too long. Rebound comes, and they're just going to let it go out of bounds. Ladies, I wish you would just grab that ball. You never know what the official's going to call. Fort Recovery had a chance to grab the ball before it went out of bounds, and they decided to let it go since they thought that nobody had touched it since Courtney Diller shot it, and the official agreed with them. But like I say, you just never know what those officials are going to think they saw or didn't see. Fort Recovery with the ball, 16-11. We lead by five. Brooke Colling is going to be hemmed in, and Coach Patch calls timeout. So Coach Brian Patch calls time. That means we'll be back in a moment here at the Palace at Coldwater, Ohio.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Mr. Steve Stone does an outstanding job, and you know, now's the time to call Steve and get on his job list for the spring. He's a very busy guy, and the longer you wait, it's going to take longer to get to you. So if you're interested in landscaping this spring or this summer, give Steve a call now. Make sure he knows about it. He'll get you in line there for the many satisfied customers that he has. Grace 10 with the basketball. It's up and good. Way to go, Grace. Nice 8-footer just inside the lane to make it 18-11. And Grace 10 leading us in scoring now has a total of 10 points on the evening, although she had not scored in quite a while. Coldwater with the basketball. Left side down to 45 seconds remaining, and Coldwater lost the ball, stolen away. I think maybe Val Mollenkamp knocked it away, and Kiera Wendell came up with it. Kiera with the basketball. She'll hand off to Grace 10. Grace out by the center circle. Now to Kaya Wendell. Kyle moves to the right, stops, hooks a pass to Val Mollenkamp, goes to the hole, tries to pass to Olivia Patch inside, and it's intercepted nicely by Courtney Diller of Coldwater. 7-point lead for Fort Recovery, 18-11, with 15 seconds remaining here in this first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Coldwater looking for a shot here. They're running out of time. Down to 5 seconds. I don't know if they realize it. There's Courtney Diller firing a three. She missed it. Came close, but missed it, and that ends the half. Kind of an ugly first half of play offensively. Lady Indians leading 18 to 11. We outscored them 11 to 7 in the first quarter after falling behind 7 to 4. And then we outscored them by 7 to 4 in the second quarter, and the lead is now at 7 points at halftime. Fort Recovery 18 and 11 for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Again, the Lady Indians will be at Tri-Village on Saturday. The game you can hear on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not be broadcasting that game Saturday, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, the Fort Recovery boys hosting Coldwater tomorrow night in a big conference game there at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll return with the halftime stats for you here on J Country 101 and PG 14 Radio right after we pause for this break.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our future Farmers of America students for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now, that's for sure. Great organization, the FFA, and Fort Recovery has an outstanding FFA chapter, as does Jay County High School. Two of the finest around. Very, very strong FFA chapters doing a lot of great things. It's halftime here at the Palace at Coldwater, and Fort Recovery leads 18-11 over the Lady Cavaliers. Pretty big conference game for these two teams. Again, Fort Recovery is 14-3 overall, and Coldwater 15-5. Let's see if I can get the conference standings up here for you in a little bit. In the scoring, Fort Recovery's led by Grace Ten with 10 points. She has two twos and two threes for that 10-point total to have over half of our points. Next in line is Olivia Patch, who has 4 points. 2 points for Val Mollenkamp and two for Carly Stone. For the Lady Cavaliers, they are led in scoring by Courtney Diller with 5. She has a 3-point shot and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Also with 2 points is Laura Gilliland. 2 points for Grace Bruns. 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for Katie Allig. And 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for Maura Hoying for their total of 11 points here at halftime. Pretty darn good defense holding a team to 11 points. Coach Patch has to feel pretty good about that, but I'm not so sure he feels pretty good about the Indians' offense here in this first half of play with 18 points. I think he'd like to have more like 27, 28 points. That would be nicer. We we are scheduled to bring you the Jay County and Heritage boys basketball game tomorrow night from Jay County High School. If for some reason that would be postponed, and I say that because the forecast is for a considerable amount of snow in the Fort Wayne area, and that's where Heritage is located. Could be a possibility they might not be in school tomorrow, which could possibly postpone the game. If that would happen, we will take our microphones to Fort Recovery and do the Coldwater Fort Recovery boys game on Friday night. Again, that's probably not going to happen, but if in the remote possibility that Jay County's game does get postponed, we'll have the Fort Recovery game on the radio for you tomorrow night. But as of right now, all those games are still on as scheduled. We'll return with more here at halftime from, once again, the Palace in Coldwater, where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians have a comfortable, maybe I don't want to get carried away, have a 7-point lead, we'll say, 18-11.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, Joe, what are all the cows doing in your front yard?
Moo, moo.
I'm attaching them to snow shovels so they can plow the snow away. Would you like to buy one? I can sell you one with or without the shovel.
Oh, brother. Folks, be prepared, and whatever job you plan to tackle, make sure you have the right equipment and do it safely. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Moo, moo.
Fort Recovery's tournament draw has been announced. The Lady Indians are playing in the Wapakoneta District, and they'll be playing for a sectional championship. I believe it's against Ada on Saturday, February the 24th. We'll have that game for you here on the radio on Saturday, February the 24th. Ada is the number 10 seed, and Fort Recovery's the number 2 seed. So Lady Indians are heavily favored to win that game and to move on into the district semifinals at Wapakoneta. And those would be on, the first one would be on March the 1st, a Thursday night. And then if they win that, the district championship is on Saturday, March the 3rd. And again, we'll be following the Lady Indians here on the radio, PG14, J Country 101. Conference standings right now, as I told you earlier, Versailles is on top with an 8-0 record going into tonight. And Minster and Fort Recovery are tied in second place at 6-1. Both Minster and Fort Recovery's only loss, courtesy of the Versailles Lady Tigers. Coldwater is in number 4 spot in the conference with a 5-3 record. And those are the only teams that have winning records in the conference. New Bremen is in 5th place, and St. Henry also in 5th with 3-4 records. Parkway and Marion Local are in 7th spot with 2-5 records. Delphus St. John's is in the number 9 position at 1-6. And New Knoxville has yet to win a conference game. They are 0-7 on the year. So again, Versailles leading the way with an 8-0 record Minster, Fort Recovery close behind, 6-1. So this is a very important game for Fort Recovery. They'll be playing Minster next Thursday, a game you can hear right here on the radio next Thursday night. So tune us in for that big broadcast between, again, Fort Recovery and Minster from the Fortside Fieldhouse next Thursday. Or better yet, go out and support the Lady Indians in that big game. Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Again, in the JV game, we won that one, Fort Recovery 36 and Coldwater 24. Fort Recovery was led by Macy Day with 9. Allie Vaughn had 10 points to be the top scorer. Also 6 points for Brenna Homan. 4 points for Hope Wendell, 3 for Kiara Wendell, 2 for Paige Fortkamp, and 2 for Brooke Collig. Again, 10 points for Allie Vaughn, 9 for Macy Day in the reserve game, and they improved their record to a very nice 14-2 on the year. Here's Coldwater with a steal, up and good. Fort Recovery had the ball to start the half, but Coldwater's Maura Hoying stole it away and lays it in to make it 18-13, back to a 5-point game. Even though the Lady Indians led most of the first half, again, Coldwater still within striking distance, of course. Here is a shot up by Kaya Wendell, no good. Rebound, Olivia Patch, no good. And they say it's going to go out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. So Coldwater will get it back, a chance to carve the lead down to 3. This would really be a disappointing loss if the Lady Indians kind of fall apart here in the second half. Let's hope that's not going to happen. I'm confident it won't, but you never know. I mean, I never expected Purdue to beat Ohio State, or I should say Ohio State to beat Purdue the other night, and that happened. So, especially after Ohio State fell behind by 14 in the second half, had a great comeback. And Keita Bates Diop got the big basket there for Ohio State. Anyway, Coldwater with the ball. Here's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Let's see who that's on. Kaya Wendell. See, Kaya reached in. So Coldwater will have it underneath their own hoop. Ball's loose, picked up by Courtney Diller for Coldwater. Out front it goes between the circles. 18-13, Fort Recovery leading by 5 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. On the left side it goes to Gilliland, Lauren Gilliland. Back out top, 3-point shot, bingo. Hitting the 3 from the top of the key was Maura Hoying. And all of a sudden it's 18-16, a 2-point game. As coming out firing here with 5 straight points was Coldwater, and Fort Recovery just threw the ball away. And so Coldwater will have it at the opposite end of the courts. And now they could tie the game here. So they only get 11 points in the first half. Then here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, they end up with 5 points so far and maybe more. Out front is Olivia Harlemer with it. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Recovery. So tossing it in here will be Courtney Diller. Ball comes in. Maura Hoying. On the left side, there's Courtney Diller firing and way off the mark. Air ball. Rebound, Carly Stone. Carly racing down. He's on the left of Val Mollenkamp, and they say it was tipped by Coldwater by Maura Hoying. So Carly Stone will toss it in now. Carly Wells wears number 12 on her uniform, one of the seniors for these Lady Indians. Over to Val Mollenkamp. Val dribbling, coming in, passing to Carly Stone on the left wing. Carly looks for a teammate, dribbles the ball, now goes to the free throw line, pops the shot, no good. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp, up and in for Val. And that's our first points of the second half. Took us about 2.5 minutes to get them. but it makes it a four-point lead now, 20-16. Lady Indians on top here. Coldwater with the basketball. Gilliland with it. Lauren Gilliland spinning, goes inside, tries to shoot over Grace 10, can't do so. Ball is deflected, and Grace comes up with the basketball and feeds it over to Carly Stone. Here in the Cooper Farms, third quarter, there's Grace 10 on a three, doesn't go, too long. Rebound, Val Mollenkamp. She tries to feed off, I thought, maybe. And anyway, Coldwater comes up with the basketball. She either lost the handle on the ball or tried to feed it off to another teammate, and somebody didn't cut. Either way, Coldwater had an easy turnover there. They have the ball back. There's a offensive foul called on Coldwater on Lauren Bruns. Fouling Kyle Wendell. So Lady Indians will have it back, a chance to bump the lead back up to six as they lead 20-16. You know, for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Carly Stone with the ball, goes down the lane, tries to feed off to Olivia Patch. It's tipped away. Coldwater comes up with it. And here's Courtney Diller scoring for Coldwater. Kaya Wendell might be fortunate that they didn't call a foul on her there. Courtney Diller now leading her team with a total of 7 points. Here's Grace 10 driving to the hoop. It's tipped and stolen by Coldwater. I think Gilliland got a hand on it. And there's over and back on the Cavaliers. Coldwater fans did not agree with that call. I honestly did not see it. It honestly, I thought it might have been over and back, but I didn't get a really great look at it. It looked like the Coldwater lady was in the air when she got the pass, jumping up in the air from the backcourt, and even though she might have been over the timeline, she was still in the air and had not come down yet, so that really is over and back if that was the case. Full recovery with the ball. Several subs come in as the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Kaya Wendell will go out. Brooke Colling comes in. Val Mollenkamp also goes out. And Kiara Wendell comes in. So Fort Recovery with the ball. They lead by 2 points. That's it. 20-18. Kiara Wendell out to Brooke Colling. There's Grace 10, top of the key. Grace will hand off to Carly Stone in the lane. Feeds down low. Nice pass to Olivia Patch. And Olivia banks it in. And that gives us a little breathing room here. Makes it a 22-18 lead for Fort Recovery. 3 minutes remaining in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, reminding you to enjoy Cooper Farms turkey at the nearest grocery store near you. Here's a stolen ball by Fort Recovery, and they're going to say a foul on Coldwater, and going to the free throw line will be Kiara Wendell, who was fouled in the act of shooting. 22-18, the Cooper Farms third quarter. Lady Indians with a four-point lead, and now five, as Kiara Wendell gets her first point of the night. She will have one more. Wears number 20 on her uniform. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and in and out, no good. Rebound comes to the Lady Cavaliers, Katie Alley. Here comes Coldwater down across the timeline. We're at the Palace in Coldwater, their nice gymnasium here. Eric Goodwin, the athletic director here. I want to thank Eric for his hospitality. He's always very kind to us. There's a shot up and no good by Allie May of Coldwater, and Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Grace 10 on the left, outside to Carly Stone. Thought about shooting from 23 away and decides against it. Tries to pass inside. It's broken up. Now Carly Stone steals it back. Carly goes in, pops it up. It's blocked by Coldwater. Getting the block there was Grace Bruns, and Coldwater will bring it up. They trail by 5, 23-18. And there's a pass off and shots up and good by Katie Alley. That the official missed a Fort Recovery foul there, but I'm not complaining. But You know, when you'd like to think when they have three officials, they won't miss those kind of calls, but it does happen once in a while. Sometimes it gets to be a fast-paced game, and it is a tough game to officiate. Here is Kiera Wendell driving to the hole, and she scores. All of a sudden, Kiera has three important points, and that bumps the lead back to five at 25-20. We led by seven at halftime, 18-11. Here's a left side shot. It's no good off the mark. Rebound, Brooke Colley. As missing that one was Mara Dews. Down comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Carly Stone walks it across the timeline. Passing on the left to Grace 10. Grace is well guarded over there. Back out top to Brooke Colley. Kiera Wendell gets it on the right. Dribbling the ball, goes right, goes left. Now feeds to Grace 10, open from three. It doesn't go down. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. To Grace Bruns. Down on the fast break. It's up and no good. And a foul's on Fort Recovery's Grace 10. As missing the shot was Katie Alec, but she drew the foul, and she'll be at the free throw line. Once again, you're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and the free throw is up and good. Katie Alec, now she's two out of three at the line. She'll have another one. Olivia Patch goes out of the game. Here's the next free throw coming from. That one's in and out by Katie Alley. No good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Here's Kiera Wendell. Goes to the left. She'll hand off to Kaya Wendell. Out to Grace 10. Grace down the lane. Stops. Passing on the left to Kaya Wendell. Down to 35 seconds. Let's see if the Lady Indians decide to hold the ball here. 4-point lead. Brooke Colley, right side to Grace 10. Tries to go inside to Val Mollenkamp, and it's stolen by Coldwater with 20 seconds to go. Coldwater will have plenty of time, and now if they're smart, they will take the last shot. Right side goes over there to Katie Alec. Back on the left, inside. Shots up and good by Olivia Harlemerks. And Fort Recovery still has time. Long shot by Grace 10. No good at the horn. And we've got ourselves a 2-point game. Anybody's ball game here. Fort Recovery leads 25-23 after the third quarter of play. A reminder, Cooper Farms has been our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's good old Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Be sure to enjoy Cooper Farms turkey. We'll be back in just a moment.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high-quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
A big, big conference game here for the Lady Indians, who are in second place in the conference right now, 6-1 record, chasing Versailles, who is 8-0. Again, Minster's also 6-1. And Fort Recovery and Minster will bang heads next Thursday. We'll have that game for you on the radio. That'll be at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Coldwater with the ball to start the quarter. And Courtney Diller got an opening and drove in and laid it in. That gives her a total of 9 points on the night. And it's 25-25. We are tied up here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Inside. Open and no good by Carly Stone. Up no good by Kyle Wendell. Rebound, Carly Stone. And a foul is going to be called on Coldwater. Foul on the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, and they're going to nail who with that? Looks like that's going to go against Lauren Bruns, and that's her third foul. So they might take her out. Carly Stone will pass in the lane to Olivia Patch. over on the left to Carly Stone. Carly can't find the shot, still dribbling the ball. Now goes inside, dumps it off to Olivia Patch, and they say it was the foul was before the shot. Olivia did hit the layup, but it will not count. And it was before the shot, so it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery's not in the 1-1 yet. Grace 10 comes back in, and Kara Wendell will go out. 7:14 to go here in the ball game. 25-25 tie. Carly Stone on the left to Grace 10, fires a three. It doesn't go. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch. Back outside to Kyle Wendell on the left to Grace 10. Grace dribbling the ball. He's back out to Carly Stone. Lady Indians' field goal shooting tonight has not been the greatest. And here's a strip, but they're going to call a jump ball between Carly Stone and Coldwater's Lauren Gilliland. And Fort Recovery will get the ball on the alternating possession. 25-25. Fort Recovery has led almost the entire way, not quite. Coldwater's biggest lead was 7-4 way back in the first quarter. Grace 10 on the left side. Dribbling towards the hoop. Stops. Feeds back out to Kyle Wendell. Kyle inside the top of the key over to Val Mollenkamp. And Val takes an extra step, travels, and ball will go back to the Coldwater Cavaliers. You know, for the finest in building materials, it's Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery Lumber Company has those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors as well. Fort Recovery Lumber, a great place to do business with. Coldwater with the basketball. We have ourselves a tie 25-25 game. And the Lady Cavaliers at the moment have the advantage with the basketball. There's a fake left, goes right underneath, and it's up and good. Give the assist to Maura Hoying and the basket to Lauren Gilliland. And that makes it a 27-25 Coldwater two-point lead. First time they've led here in the second half. Fort Recovery with the ball. And it's tipped away and out of bounds off of Coldwater. Carly Stone gets knocked on the floor. Let's just say it's been a pretty physical game here. Brooke Collin comes in and Val Mollenkamp will go to the bench. So the Lady Indians have Carly Stone, Grace 10, Brooke Collin, Kiara Wendell, and Olivia Patch in the lineup at the moment. Kiara Wendell with the ball on the left side to Brooke Collin. She goes to the free throw line to Grace 10. Now to Carly Stone. Can't find the shot. Shovels a pass on the right side to Brooke Collin. Brooke dribbles back out top to Carly Stone. Fires the three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. And now Coldwater can add to their two-point lead at 5:25 to go here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Coldwater's Courtney Diller with the ball over to Lauren Gilliland. Knocked away by Grace 10, but Gilliland got it back. Over to Courtney Diller at the center circle now. Right side to Maura Hoying. Maura dribbling the basketball, stopping. Feeds in the corner, back inside, and stolen away by Brooke Collig. Brooke looks for some help, gives it over to Kiara Wendell, and Kiara will bring it up across the line. 27-25, Coldwater two-point lead at the moment. It's fingernail-biting time. Shots up by Grace 10. She can't get it to go down. Rebound Coldwater. They beat the Lady Indians down the court and lay it in. Olivia Harlemer scoring, and Coach Patch not happy about that as Coldwater got an easy basket. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout, Fort Recovery. Lady Indians now trail by 4 points here. It's 29-25.
Join the Pakasat Gas Club at a Pakasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pakasat website, Pakasak.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pakasak, there's one near you.
Well, Lady Indians came into this quarter leading 25-23. We have not scored here in the fourth quarter yet, and we're 3.5 minutes into the quarter. And it's 29-25. Lady Cavaliers have scored six straight to start the quarter and have taken a 29-25 lead. Poor recovery right now is led in scoring by Grace Ten with 10, but she has no points here in the fourth quarter. And in fact, she doesn't have any points in the second half, period. She has not been able to find the range on the shooting. 6 points for Olivia Patch on three field goals, 4 points for Val Mollenkamp. And the ball is loose down on the floor as we resume action. And they say it goes to Port Recovery. Last touch by Coldwater. So turnover on the... No, that was our ball anyway. So no turnover there. Grace Ten will pass it in to Kiera Wendell. Kiera takes it across the timeline. Being hawked by Mara Dews. Out to Kaya Wendell. Shots short from three. And stripped away off of Brooke Collig, and Coldwater will get it back. Brooke did a nice job of getting in there, getting her hands on the ball. Brooke Collig of Fort Recovery, only a sophomore. 4:10 to go here. Not panic time yet, but uh-oh. Shots up and good at the Coldwater end. Getting the basket was Maura Hoying. And now it's 31-25, and they're going to call Fort Recovery for 5 seconds, not getting it in time. And the wheel is coming off the wagon here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Come on, gals, get it together here. 31-25, Fort Recovery is down by six. Has not scored here, and it's thrown away by Coldwater. Grace Ten with it. Put it up, and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Laura Gilliland of Coldwater. She's 6 foot tall. She's the tallest lady on their team. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley is our studio producer back in Portland at the radio stations. Grace Ten puts it up and good, and she finally scores here in the second half. We will take it. Free throw is good by Grace Ten. She'll have one more. That was a big turnover there a moment ago that Coldwater created. Or caused. And a shot there is missed by Grace Ten. So it's a 5-point game, 31-26. Down to 3:45 to go in this game. Indians need to make something happen here. Trailing by 5 points. In between the circles is Coldwater's Allie May. Passing over on the right side to Maura Hoying. She drives in, misses it. I think it was blocked by Carly Stone. And picked up by Kiera Wendell. And now it's stolen right back by Coldwater. It's up and good, and a foul is on Kiera Wendell. Picking up the steal was Maura Hoying, one of the seniors for the Lady Cavaliers. She has a total now of 10 points on the night. And gets a free throw here. Now it's starting to get really tough here with a 7-point Coldwater lead, and now it stays 7 as she misses the free throw, thank goodness. Grace Ten with the basketball. Over to Kiera Wendell. Kiera on the outside, passing the right side to Val Mollenkamp. Unforced error, out of bounds. I'm not sure whose mistake that was, but now we got a timeout, Coldwater. 3:15 remaining here in this game. And the score, it's Fort Recovery trailing by 7 now, 33-26, as we have been outscored in this quarter 10-1. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Nice to see most of the Fort Recovery boys basketball team across the way supporting the gals here in this big conference game. 33-26, Coldwater with the ball and the lead. They get an inbounds pass, and it's blocked by Grace Tenn, and a foul's going to be called on Grace. As, again, Maura Hoying did a nice job of driving to the hole and drawing the foul. She will have two shots coming here. 3:11 left to go in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Free throw is in the air and good. You know, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company will design your project for you. Just tell them what you'd like to have or what you're thinking about. Once they get the design done, they'll be happy to sell you the quality building materials to help you build that project. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. This free throw is no good. Rebound, Grace 10. And the lead remains at 8 points. Now we need a basket desperately here. 3 minutes to go in this game. Kiara Wendell with the ball. And we throw it away. Picking it up is Maura Hoying. Puts it up, no good. She's fouled on the play, and she'll be back at the free throw line again. This is not looking good, I'm sorry to say. Coldwater just dominating here in this fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery can't seem to do much right. Free throws up, and it is good by Maura Hoying. It makes it a 9-point lead for Coldwater with only 2:56 left. Going to take a miracle finish now. That one's good also. Maura Hoying now with a total of 13 points on the evening. Here comes Fort Recovery. Carly Stone stops at the timeline over to Grace 10 to Brooke Collig. Collig dribbling the basketball. Goes in the lane, feeds back out to Val Mollenkamp. Shots up and got it. You'd say it was only a 2-point shot. That was close. 6 points now for Val, and it's 36-28. Lady Indians are down by 8 points. Underneath, open shot, good. Olivia Harlemert hits an easy layup to make it 38-28, a 10-point lead with 2:19 to go in the game. Brooke Collig on the outside. She will stop. Passes over to Carly Stone. Carly dribbling the ball at the top of the key. Goes in, puts it up, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Diller from Coldwater. And again, they beat us down the court. The shot's up and no good this time, though. Rebound back up and in. Gilliland gets the rebound basket. Lauren Gilliland for her 6 point. And it's 40-28. The Lady Indians are trailing by 12 points. 1:44 to go, and this game is out of reach now. Shot's partially blocked. Kaya Wendell puts it up and makes a circus shot, and she is fouled, and she'll be at the line. What a shot by Kaya. My, oh, my. That was a one-handed shove up in the air right underneath the basket. And Kaya will be at the free throw line. That was her first basket of the night. Makes it a 10-point lead, 40-30 on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Indians down by 10. Free throw is no good. It's been that kind of a quarter. Just hardly anything going right. Coldwater with the ball. A minute 30 to go. On the left with it there is Olivia Harlemert. Almost to the point now where we're going to have to, if we're going to even have a thought of a comeback, have to foul here. Hope they miss the free throws. That's really your only opportunity, and we're down to a minute 14. And the ball is knocked loose, taken up by Grace 10. She'll come down. Goes all the way to the hole, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Brooke Collig up no good. Rebound, Grace 10. Back outside to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Mollenkamp, no good again. Rebound, Coldwater. Lady Cavaliers are going to upset us tonight. It's 40-30. There's a foul on Carly Stone with 39 seconds left to go. Came in leading by 2 points in this quarter. We're down by 10 now as they have outscored us 17-5 in this quarter. Coldwater will get the ball out of bounds. The fans head for the exit. Here's the inbounds pass to Maura Hoying. Right side it goes to Courtney Diller. And Brooke Collig, and here's Kaya Wendell ends up with it. No, now we throw it away. Coldwater with the ball, 23 seconds. And timeout is called by Coldwater. Timeout, Coldwater. We'll be back in a moment here on PG 14, J Country 101, with 14 seconds, actually 20 seconds to go in the game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy will be celebrating with Heart Healthy Screenings. Every Tuesday in February from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will be offering $5 lipid blood panels, blood pressure checks, and medication checkups with a pharmacist. Registration is required. Pre-register with your Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Coldwater gets a nice win on senior night tonight. 40-30 is probably going to be the final score. They recognize their seniors, Courtney Diller, Olivia Harlemertz, Maura Hoying, and Lauren Bruns. As the clock winds down, and there's the final score. Coldwater upsets the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Very disappointing. There went the conference championship hopes out the door. As the Indians lose to Coldwater tonight, 40-30. Wow. We'll be back to give you the final scoring in a moment here on the radio on PG 14, J Country 101. Fort Recovery falling to Coldwater this evening. Again, final score 40-30. Thanks to our friends at Fort Recovery Lumber for being our very fine fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Although I know the staff at Fort Recovery Lumber is disappointed in this outcome. Don't forget, they have those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors at the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. All kinds of quality building materials awaiting you at Fort Recovery Lumber. We'll be back in a moment with the final wrap-up right after this.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers of food to our dinner tables. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. Our gifts are perfect for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery in Arcanum, Ohio, Union City in Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Coldwater High School. Just talking to Bobby Leverett there. His niece is Courtney Diller of the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. He says they've won 13 in a row now, Coldwater has, so they are definitely playing well. Fort Recovery had them on the ropes for a while. In fact, the Lady Indians really led three quarters of this game before falling apart in the fourth quarter and being outscored in that fourth quarter 17-5. Cavaliers win by 10 points, 40-30. At the first quarter, Fort Recovery led 11-7. Indians fell behind early 7-4, but scored the last 7 points of the first quarter to take an 11-7 lead. Lady Indians led by 7 at halftime, 18-11. After three, it was Fort Recovery 25, Coldwater 23, and then the final, Coldwater gets the best of the Indians in the fourth quarter, winning 40-30. Fort Recovery was led in scoring this evening by Grace Ten, who had 11 points but only one point in the second half. She hit two threes and two twos in the first half and was one out of two at the free throw line in the second half. Couldn't get any field goals to go down in that second half. Kaya Wendell had 2 points, a two-point field goal, and was 0-for-1 at the line. Carly Stone with 2 points. Those came in the first half of play on a two-point field goal. Kiara Wendell had 3 points. She had a two-point field goal and was one out of two at the line. Olivia Patch and Val Mullenkamp, they were the second leading scorers for us. Both had 3 2-point goals. Olivia Patch missed 2 free throws early in the game. Not many free throws, really, for Fort Recovery. They had 3, 5, 7 free throws. And unfortunately, ouch, we only hit 2 of the 7 free throws in this game. For Coldwater, they were led by Mara Hoying. She ended up with a total here. Let me figure it up here. That would be 9, 10, 13 points for Mara Hoying on the night. She had 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. She had a 3-point goal and 3 2-point goals for her 13 points. Olivia Harlemert had 6 points on the night on 3 2-point goals. Courtney Diller ended up tonight with a total of 9 points. She had a 3, was 2-for-2 at the line, and had 2 2-point goals for her 9 points. Again, Laura Gilliland with 6 points and Olivia Harlemert with 6 points. And then Katie Allig had 4 on a 2 and was 2 out of 5 at the, correction, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for Katie Allig. And Grace Bruns finished out the scoring with a 2-point field goal. Again, Coldwater over Fort Recovery 40-30. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery won that one 36-24. Lady Indians were led by Allie Vaughn with 10. Macy Day had 9 points, 6 points for Brenna Homan. 4 points for Hope Wendell, 3 for Kiera Wendell, and 2 points apiece for Paige Fortkamp and for Brooke Collig. Fort Recovery's junior varsity improves to 14-2 on the year, and Coldwater drops to 9-12. The Fort Recovery varsity, disappointing loss here tonight. Their record drops to a record now of 14-4 for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, and I believe Coldwater is 16-5 now on the year. Again, they've won 13 in a row with the win over Fort Recovery tonight, 40-30. I don't see Coach Patch coming out, so that's going to wrap up our broadcast this evening. Thanks so much for listening. Again, don't forget the Lady Indians back in action against tough Tri-Village on Saturday at Tri-Village. And you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday afternoon. So tune in the FortRecoveryRadio.com broadcast for that contest. Fort Recovery boys play at home tomorrow night against the Coldwater Cavaliers, and of course a big conference game there. From the Palace in Coldwater, thanks to our studio producer, Eric Catterly. Thanks again to Eric Goodwin, athletic director here at Coldwater, for his hospitality. I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.